one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Thanks. Minuteman Radio, back on the air with you here on KKNT 960 AM. Phoenix, Arizona is our home station, but tonight we're talking to you with a live broadcast here from the King's Anvil Ranch, about 30 miles as the crow flies from the border with Mexico, just north of Sasebo, Arizona, which has been ground zero, as you know, for illegal immigration. I think the entire 2,000-mile border has been ground zero now for way too long. But operations going on. Remember, folks, you help us make the show locally in the Phoenix area. You can call in, give us your peace of mind at 602-508-0960. Toll free if you're listening on the Internet at kknt960.com. Call us toll free at 888-960-9696. And please bear with us if we drop out or if you get some noise in the line, because we're talking to you from King's Anvil Ranch, from an adobe farmhouse, ranch house. It's been here since, gosh, probably 100 years. It's
at
a
least.
Beautiful place, but I think the phone lines have been here that long, too, as we were discussing. And shortly we'll have Bob Wright, our New Mexico State Director, calling in, giving us an update from New Mexico and their operations. I know it's been exciting over there, and he's got some news about the effectiveness of Border Patrol, as well as the National Guard, which seem to be doing a good job. I know we have North Carolina National Guard now here in Sasebo, who took the place of the Virginia National Guard.
Virginia one, yes.
And they're doing the best they can with being shackled to their post and not able to move and intercede anyone coming across. But they are a presence on the border that is making a difference.
And no bullets in their weapons.
Weapons. Well, it's got to be a deterrent, right? Especially to any of those drug cartels and terrorists that are coming across the border, potentially. You know, while we're waiting for Bob to call in, I tell you, I've got to rail a little bit on... it's been a bit deflating for us this week, an up-and-down roller coaster, where the Senate finally passed their fence bill to construct a 700-mile fence on the U.S.-Mexico border. But, folks, it's what you don't know that happened behind the scenes. It's what the politics that are being played again and how we're being played for fools. Our federal government has no intention of building that fence, and it is a ruse. It's a bait and switch, and I, for one, am disgusted. And we talk so much, and we have so many people talking about that our immigration system is broken in this country. I tell you what's broken. It's the federal government that's broken. Both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, it's a disgrace that they use border security, national security, and our public safety to play Russian roulette with our national security and playing politics with our border security. It's a disgrace. It's unacceptable, and as I've said many times, it's a disgraceful dereliction of duty on behalf of the people in Washington, D.C. And I'm sorry for those of you who are President Bush supporters, it's a disgraceful dereliction of duty on his part, too. A man who talks about national security and fighting terrorism and fighting crime, but will do very little to actually accomplish what we want, which is border security. That $1.2 billion down payment on the construction of that fence is actually going to build maybe 70 miles of real fencing, and they have only the intention of only building that in the Laredo area. Of course, that's a good place for it to be built, knowing that there's a war going on down there with the drug dealers. But here in Arizona, we were anticipating almost 300 miles of our border being secured with fencing. Federal government has no intention of building 1 mile of fence here in Arizona. It's all going to what they're going to call a test case here in the Sasebo area of a virtual fence, 28 miles of virtual fencing using cameras and ground sensors. And, of course, we know we have the same equipment and it's being used. The problem is there's no one to respond to these incursions. And that's why we need the National Guard down here. You know, it's a ruse, and it's so disappointing. I wonder what Tony from California, Tony's on the line. Tony, you got any feedback on that?
Oh, is this for
Joni?
Joni,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes,
hi, I Joni. Do. And first of all, I want to thank all of you for being down there. I wish I could be there. I'm a member of the Minutemen, And I did have a question for Carmen.
Yes.
Hi, Carmen. It's Joni. I met you at the at our training class a couple months ago.
Yes. How are you?
I would like to know, how do we get a hold of the Granny Brigade? I mean, how do I get up to become a member?
Are already a member. All you have to be is a grandmother.
Okay.
If you're a grandmother, you
I'm
can be part of the Granny Brigade.
And
yeah,
I'm a grandmother.
Joni,
yes.
Joni, I'm sure you want one of those cute little pink T-shirts.
Absolutely.
And this is all, you know, I'm doing this for my grandchildren. I'm so concerned for their future. Being here in California, it's getting worse and worse, and I really appreciate the Minuteman, and I want to get down there and help support the cause. So, and
wonderful.
I will wear a pink T-shirt when I get there.
Great. We're waiting for you. Let me know the size so I can hold you one back.
Well, then again, Carmen, you were just at the California operation a few days ago.
Yes, I was, and they had a wonderful operation. I met some great people. They're having their operation at the Outdoor World RV Park, and the owner of the RV park is just a wonderful person who has given them a piece of land that they can keep their volunteers on the campground.
It's a great headquarters. I know they have
a
comm center.
Yes.
And Joni, you can contact Carl if you go to our website, www.minutemanhq.com.
Okay.
Click on the California page.
Correct.
The California state, and then that'll put you in contact with them and get you signed up, get you down there to the border, and get you a pink T-shirt.
Exactly.
You betcha. Yeah, you betcha. So thank you very much for everything you're doing.
Thanks, Joni.
Thanks, Joni.
And thank you, grannies.
Thank you, Granny.
We could not do it without the grannies. I know it's amazing the effect that they've had. And Carmen, you've traveled around the country now speaking to groups, and
yes,
the response has been
big interest. Yes, yeah. And of course it's very important that we get our mothers and grandmothers involved in this. I just wanted to mention something about the fence still. I know a lot of you have had the thought that now the government is doing the job it's supposed to do. They're going to build the fence, and that's why our donations have been a little slow. And we need you guys to donate to our fence because we are building the fence. So
that's right.
Don't believe what the government's telling you. Believe what the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps is telling you and the fence project.
Yeah,
so
if they won't build it, we will. Mm-hmm. And we kicked off that operation. We're going to build 1 mile of the most high-tech deterrent that we can as Americans, and show the federal government how to get it done. And again, this again will be our response. And many people said, after the government announced and the Senate passed the bill and the president signed it, so many people said, well, why should I donate to your defense? And now I'm telling you why, because they have
right.
no intention
yes.
of using a dollar of your tax money to build a fence, at least here in Arizona or California. We'll talk with Bob from New Mexico right after this break. MinutemanHQ.com, Minuteman Radio.